Emails show Anthony Fauci scrambled at beginning of pandemic to determine potential U.S. role in funding coronavirus research abroad. By Wendell Hasebo on June 2, 2021. Emails show Dr. Anthony Fauci scrambled February 1, 2020, to determine if the United States had any potential role in funding coronavirus research abroad. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, Principal Deputy Director Joaquin Claus responded to an email from Fauci, writing, "It is essential the two speak together about a scientific paper about experiments performed before the gain-of-function pause. The paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause but have since been reviewed and approved by NIH," Joaquin Claus responded to Fauci. "Not sure what that means since Emily is sure that no coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework. She will try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad. It is essential that we speak this AM. Keep your cell phone on," Fauci initially wrote T0 Joaquin Claus. "I have a conference call at 7:45 a.m. with a czar. It likely will be over at 8:45 a.m. Read this paper as well as the email that I will forward to you now. You will have tasks today that must be done." A couple months later, the man responsible for steering U.S. government funding to the Wuhan Institution of Virology, Peter Daszak, the president of the EcoHealth Alliance, thanked Dr. Anthony Fauci on April 18, 2020 for publicly dismissing the theory coronavirus may have leaked from the lab. "I just wanted to say a personal thank you on behalf of our staff and collaborators for publicly standing up and stating that the scientific evidence supports a natural origin for COVID-19 from a bat to human spillover, not a lab release from the Wuhan Institute of Virology," Daszak emailed. Breitbart News reported March 29, 2020. Daszak would be in Wuhan personally leading a World Health Organization, WHO, team nearly 12 months earlier charged with investigating the theory of an accidental laboratory leak being behind the origin of coronavirus. Daszak even told CBS's Leslie Stahl shortly after there was no evidence to back the theory that a leak led to the virus. But Kevin J. Olival, a researcher for the same company, EcoHealth Alliance, received a letter dated April 19, 2020 from Dr. Michael Lauer, the NIH's Deputy Director for Extramural Research, informing Olival the potentiality of a lab leak is under investigation. EcoHealth Alliance Incorporated is the recipient, as grantee, of an NIH grant entitled Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergency. It is our understanding that one of the sub-recipients of the grant funds is the Wuhan Institute of Virology, WIV. It is our understanding that WIV studies the interaction between coronaviruses and bats. The scientific community believes that the coronavirus causing COVID-19 jumped from bats to humans, likely in Wuhan, where the COVID-19 pandemic began. There are now allegations that the current crisis was precipitated by the release from WIV of the coronavirus responsible for COVID-19. Given these concerns, we are pursuing suspension of WIV from participation in federal programs. It is in the public interest that NIH ensure that a subrecipient has taken all appropriate precautions to prevent the release of pathogens that it is studying. This suspension of the subrecipient does not affect the remainder of your grant, assuming that no grant funds are provided to WIV following receipt of this email during the period of suspension. President Joe Biden has since canceled former Attorney General Bill Barr's Department of Justice investigation into the matter, while asking his intelligence apparatus May 26 to look into the matter. Biden's Director of National Intelligence, DNI, said May 27 that coronavirus originating from a Chinese lab exists within the realm of possibility. Meanwhile, Fauci said May 25 the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain-of-function research support in relation to the origin of the flu. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, declared May 25 that Dr. Fauci committed perjury May 12 over his gain-of-function comments related to Communist China's lab. Paul was questioned on Real America's Voice, "Do you believe he, Fauci, perjured himself?" "Absolutely," Paul said. "He lied to the American people." Paul expressed May 26 that Fauci should be made to testify under oath about if the NIAID funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology's gain-of-function research.